This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig.
One thing I wish I'd done over the last year is keep a journal. Not that I want to relive it all now, but it would be nice to have the extraordinary events of 2020 immortalized somewhere to eventually refer back to. While I might have failed to document the highs and lows, an artist named Vic Lee did not. The BBC's Nisha Patel explains how Mr. Lee's creative outlet turned into a book of art that we can all now have a piece of.
What makes this book so special and unlike any journal that you or I might may create, Victoria, is that it chronicles 2020 through beautiful hand-drawn illustrations and typography. And during the first lockdown, when all of his work started getting cancelled, he needed a creative outlet. And this is when the Corona Diary was born. It's a labour of love that takes us through some of the big events, some of the small events, and there was a lot of them, wasn't there?
There were so many events. It's hard to keep track. I keep thinking of it all started with a 40-day lockdown, and we're in our third one here in London. So, Nisha, he has now published the book all over the world, but how did he get the idea that this was something that other people would want to buy?
When I spoke to him, he put it very succinctly. He said, "It's the year we want to forget, but we'll always remember." So when he started first transferring all of his ideas, what he was reading in the news and seeing around him happening, he started sharing some of this on LinkedIn. And the picture stories resonated so much with everyone. The silence on the streets, admiration everyone had for key workers, and in particular, the stress on the economy and people losing their jobs. He got a massive response to all of his posts and huge encouragement to publish.
It sort of blew up where I had 250,000 views and 12,000 likes and thousands of comments and people saying, "You have to publish." This is people from India, from America, from Australia, Russia, all around the world. So I self-published, I self-funded because I didn't have any work in. I had to sort of do everything myself.
So Nisha, like many other authors have over the last year, he also ran into problems about a book launch event because we can't do those in person. They have to be virtual. He, again, had a creative solution to that problem, didn't he?
He did indeed. Now, as you've just said, a book launch normally might involve fancy champagne and canapés in a room full of people. But because that wasn't allowed, he really had to think outside the box.
I thought to myself, lockdown launch. Let's do it in the downstairs toilet. This, in case you're wondering, is in the book. I drew this in the book. So this is part and parcel of the Corona Diary. You kind of have to find...
Now, bear with me on this one. During the first lockdown, he had this urge to ink. I mean, that's what he does every day. And he just couldn't. So with his partner's blessing, he decided to draw a mural dedicated to the history of Peckham in South London, where he lives. So his entire bathroom, floor to ceiling, is a work of art. You could probably spend many hours in that bathroom. So, suited and booted with a bottle of champagne, no less, he launched the Corona Diary from there, live on Instagram.
So I'm going to bang open this bad boy, and I'm basically just going to chat to you tonight.
I don't think anyone would want to see me doing a book launch from my bathroom. The BBC's Nisha Patel, thanks so much for your time.
It's been a pleasure.